through. I'm happily married, and that's what I said. If my husband's listening right now, he'd be laughing himself.
That sounds like nervous laughter to me.
Sounds like she's been exposed.
And they've exposed her. The horoscopes don't lie.
Bloody horoscopes.
Basically, if you do secretly have a crush, it says don't do anything now, Libras, because you're going to sabotage it by coming on too strong. So be patient and wait it out for a little bit more before making that move. On the crush that you have.
Right.
Okay, so it doesn't apply to you, Sabrina, but it may to other Libras out there.
Are these star signs designed for school children or adults?
Not for you. I'm not a big believer in the star signs. Whatever.
Well, you should have said so up front so we couldn't have wasted all that time.
I've been to two psychics with Jackie on our trip so far.
Are you kidding?
Sorry, yes. They're on the side of the road. It's all too easy. You don't have to book in. You just pay them $20 for a quick reading. I can't help myself.
They're sitting on the footpath.
Yeah.
They sound very legit. And how long do you have to sit there on the footpath?
Oh, well, you know, it's probably about 20 minutes. Like, they give you a 20-minute reading. Yeah.
There was this one that looked about, I don't know, like 22 years old. It just looked like the biggest scam, you know. And Jackie sat and did it and then said it was the best reading of her
honestly,
life.
Honestly, she was incredible.
What that means is she's told you answers you want to hear.
No, she didn't tell me answers I wanted to hear, actually.
What'd she say?
She said to me, your health and wealth are amazing. Yeah. She said, but someone's put a curse on you for your love. She gave me a card. She's going to remove it later.
Yeah, for an extra 100.
Are you going to pay to get the curse removed?
No, she said it wasn't urgent. She just said that, like, it's a curse that's been put on you.
As I said, heard what she wanted to hear.
Didn't want to hear that, let me tell you.
No, but you believe that. That makes sense to you.
Yeah, it kind of does.
All the
blokes
you chop through, you're like a Balinese whore lately.
How dare you? I'm not. Why do you think I'm doing everything on my own right now? I've got no guy to do it with.
Yeah, for this weekend, I suppose.
There is no, Kyle. I haven't been seeing any guys at all. No dates, nothing.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm just chilling. Chilling on my own.
Which also means you're out of options. Is that what that means?
No.
Look at me. Why are you looking at the wall? Look at me.
Because I change my mind every week
look
on that.
Look in my eyes.
One week I'll go, no, I'm not looking. The next week I'll be like, oh, let me look on Bumble.
Okay, so you're going with the breeze.
I'm going with however I feel on the day. Sabrina, we're going to spin your birthday wheel and get you a prize. Okay. Here we go.
Thank you, guys.
Hi, guys. Checking in from Australia. How are you?
How's it going there, Peter?
Yeah, great. Really good. All good. Everything's on track. Cooper's hungover. We've got Woo Megan.
I heard that you hooked up with a married man at some grungy punk metal rock band joint in a regional town over the weekend.
I was down the coast and I went to a death metal bar, which I had no idea existed, and hooked up, with a man that was married, and I think he was a fan of the show. That was all. So... but had to leave.
And he chose
you. What do you mean?
He was married.
He said, I have to go. I'm married. And I was like, to a woman? And he's like, yes. And then before we got to have the chance...
What were you doing with
the guy? Just macking on the couch at the death metal bar. It was the couch, most random thing ever.
There's a couch there.
There's a couch at a bar. It's a really weird thing. But yeah. Anywho.
So a married man at a death metal concert, you hooked up with him?
Yeah, a themed bar or something anyway. So I'm just living my best Vegas life too here in Australia.
Love it, Pete. Let's do it,
Let's go. I'm very worried about all that stuff. They've all lost their way.
What's it landed on, Peter?
23. Jackie, what's that?
Okay, yeah, tickets for you and three friends. You are going to go see Kylie Minogue in concert. She's bringing her Tension tour to Australia.
That'll be great.
So pre-sale starts tomorrow. For details, head to frontiertouring.com. There you go.
Guys, that is just the best.
No
the
worries.
Best ever.
Okay, got a couple of songs for you to choose from. Brooklyn's got one. What's that thing you're sitting on?
Call on Me by Eric. I've had this for like 3 weeks. But I mean,
okay, we've heard enough.
Vegas-y, right?
It is Vegas-y. Thank you, thing. Bit loud. Thank you. Righto. Piece of shit. Sorry. I don't need to sit here blasting every shit song
your,
into my...
Your headphones must be so loud compared to mine because that didn't sound... That just sounded normal.
I don't know what you're listening through. They look like your Nokia 5110 headset. I don't know what those headphones are.
They're earbuds.
I've got you, Beats.
Yeah, I know. These are the ones. Yeah, okay.
Or we've chosen, Jack in Brooklyn saw the other night the Chainsmokers.
Yeah.
They were good. We've chosen this
closer,
song.
Closer, yeah.
Check it out.
They put on the best show.
Amazing.
That was incredible.
Yeah. It really was.
Yeah. Don't go ruin the drop bit here, Brooklyn. Yeah. Here we go. Here we go. Chainsmokers. Yeah. Okay, which one do you want, Sabrina?
Your choice. It's a hard choice, but I think I'm going to follow Brooklyn today since it's his special day.
That's so nice. That's nice and thoughtful.
Great. So because of your stupid thoughts, we have to put this shit song on now. Is that right? Because that's what Sabrina wanted.
Because she's sweet. I actually prefer the other
hated
song
that
today.
Show, by the way, The Teenage Witch. Never believed that was a real cat. Hated the whole show.
Yeah.
Okay, Sabrina, here's the song. Whatever.
Thank you, Sabrina.
Eric Prince, call on me.
Hi, Sabrina. Happy birthday.
Live from Las Vegas. We've been at the iHeart Music Festival all weekend. Plenty of interviews to do. Tomorrow, back in Los Angeles, all week here at KISS. Come down in Vegas. And we got to get our shit together. Brooklyn is getting married in only 3 hours from now. Jackie, she's here. She's got some own news. Thanks to dailymail.com.au. Everything you need to know right now. Jackie, what are you working on?
Lady Gaga, you remember years ago she had the hermaphrodite rumours going around.
God, of course.
Yeah, because
there was that video with a dick hanging out of her pants.
I think it was it a video or just a photo?
No, video.
Was.
Yeah.
Okay.
The dancing video.
It was just a bulge. You didn't see an actual penis.
No, I saw a dick hanging out, but I think that might have been manipulated.
That was manipulated because, and the thing is Lady Gaga's never actually outright denied it, which probably added a little bit more fuel to those flames.
Totally.
And even when she did the 60 Minutes interview back in, it was like 10 years ago, I think, they asked her and she didn't really answer. And that kind
they
of.
They asked her on 60 Minutes if she had a penis.
Yes, they kind of did. Anyway, she's addressed this again recently, but I want to play you that interview. Here it is.
That rumor were that you had a male appendage, that you were a hermaphrodite, and you joked about it on the stage last night.
Maybe I do.
But it's interesting.
Would it be so terrible?
But it's interesting. A lot of artists would immediately put out some sort of statement saying this is absolutely not true. You have fun with it.
Why the hell am I going to waste my time and give a press release about whether or not I have a penis? My fans don't care, and neither do I.
Yeah, she got a dick for sure.
For that.
That's why she's the gay icon that she is.
Listen. Why can't she just say,
I'll tell you why. She's explained this in this next part, okay? So we can have this discussion.
I'm going to listen to more old Gaga.
So she was speaking... No, it's not old. This is new.
Okay.
So she was speaking to Bill Gates on his Netflix show, right?
He's got a Netflix show. That sounds like a wokest show ever.
Anyway, so she explained why she never just came out and denied it. Huh. And this is the reason.
In my early 20s, there was a rumor that I was a man. And I went all over the world. I mean, I traveled for tours, for promoting my records, and almost every interview I sat in, they said, you know, there was this imagery on the internet that had been doctored.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, you know, like, there's this rumor that you're a man. Like, what do you have to say about that? The reason I didn't answer the question was because I didn't feel like a victim with that lie, but I thought about, like, what about a kid that's being accused of that, that would think a public figure like me would feel shame? It's like, sometimes, I guess what I'm saying is I've been in situations where fixing a rumor was not in the best interest of, I thought of, like, the well-being of other people.
Oh, I love her even more for that.
What are you doing, Kyle?
Mm. Sorry, just lighting up a dart. What are you doing?
I'm doing our news.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Vegas, baby. I can smoke wherever I want.
We're in a hotel room.
Okay, you rebel, you.
With no window or anything.
There's windows here.
Yeah, they don't open. They don't open.
You guys are against me smoking?
No, I don't care.
Why don't you have a smoke while you're doing
it? Oh, no, I'm good. I don't think I can do that. Anyway, so yeah, we're here in Vegas for the iHeartRadio Music Festival, which was amazing. You had Camila Cabello, Gwen Stefani, The Weeknd, Chris Martin, Dua Lipa.
Gwen Stefani did all the No Doubt stuff, like I'm Just a Girl. Yeah, she did. Fantastic.
Yeah. Anyway, so Dua Lipa we're going to speak to very shortly. But yeah, Shaboozy was one of the performers. He sang this song, a bar song, Tipsy. Oh, such a good song,
massive.
Isn't it? It's so good live.
It's been the biggest song in the world for like 12 weeks.
It has, actually. I caught up with Shaboozy backstage and I had a little plaque, a surprise for him, because he's gone double platinum here.
Dental plaque?
No, a big like silver record in a photo frame.
Oh.
You know, those plaques they get presented.
Oh, I love those. They hang them up at their house.
And... Yeah, so I caught up with him backstage. Here it is.
So I got a little present for you because back home in Australia, your song, A Bar Song Tipsy, has just been massive.
Yeah,
it's been number one for weeks.
Ooh.
And you have gone double platinum. So we wanted to present you with this plaque.
In Australia?
Of Australia, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. Double platinum in Australia?
Yeah.
I haven't even been out there. I need to get out there.
Well, when are you planning on... I can take it off your hands. You don't have to carry that. Do you have any plans to come to Australia?
I love Australia. You guys are like, all my Australian friends are awesome. My friend Kid Leroy, he's so cool.
Oh, yeah, you know
Kid Leroy. Yeah, man, he's super sweet. You guys have great music and great artists, and I'm pretty sure.
Well, we would welcome you with open arms.
Yeah.
But you've never been there on a holiday or anything. Do you have any preconceived? A lot of people think that we have kangaroos just jumping in the city, but that's not the case.
No, but I do love kangaroos. Yeah. And I would love to see one, you know, up close one day.
Yeah.
So easily impress these celebrities. We see it in at Lone Pine Koala Sanctuary. There's bloody kangaroos sitting everywhere.
We'll feed them some bloody cereal.
I've got them at my farm. They're pests, if anything.
Yeah. Okay, the biggest news over the past week or so has definitely been Diddy's arrest.
Oh, everyone I know has been texting me. You see what happened? Because I've been to one of Diddy's parties.
Yeah, you went in Spain.
That's right. But there was no sex. There was nothing like that going on.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Everyone who was anyone was there. It was some white party.
Oh, remember when he used to do the white parties?
Yeah.
So he's been arrested.
Been putting on in the background.
He's been denied bail twice now after being arrested on sex trafficking, racketeering and fraud charges. He was arrested at a 5-star hotel in New York. He's currently behind bars in Brooklyn's Metropolitan Detention Center.
I heard, I don't know if you know, Jackie, that he offered the judge $50 million cash to get out, and she said, nuh-uh.
Yes, he said he'd pay $50 million as bond. He said he was willing to wear a GPS monitor. He promised to limit his travel and said he would even avoid having female visitors to the house, and still was denied it. And so he's on suicide watch awaiting trial. And he, according to unsealed grand jury indictment, the police basically uncovered various freak-off supplies, including narcotics and more than 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lubricant.
He must have got them on a deal from Costco or something.
What's going on?
1,000 bottles of lube.
What have they found on Diddy, by the way? Like, what? Is the sex trafficking? What are we talking?
It's not as if it's the same law, but if he's not like moving Asians from Taiwan all around the world like we think,
right?
But if he gets a prostitute from Florida to fly to California, that's called sex trafficking. He's paid a prostitute or escort money and gone over state
lines. But it can't just be that. It's got to be more nobody wants to associate with Diddy.
No.
It literally, even Usher, who I think Diddy was like his, you know, he basically, Usher lived it with Diddy for a long time.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, he was like a dad to him in a way. He
and
really
Bieber.
Took him under
a
his wing.
Of, a lot of them had that.
But, like, everyone has wiped themselves from him and distanced themselves. Like,
bad. What I've heard is that a few gay porn stars have come out. In police interviews and said that they were paid to have sex with Diddy's girlfriends while Diddy
Right.
Now,
right.
Is there anything wrong with that?
But then why get gay ones?
I don't know. I wasn't there. I should ask you what goes on in these places. What goes
Maybe
on
it's
there?
Easy to find a gay.
Have you been at a
freak
off, Jackie? Have you ever been at one of them?
No, I definitely haven't. I never get invited to things like that.
You're the wrong type for a freak off.
What is it? I've never even heard of that. A freak off.
No, it's nothing. I've never been to one, but it sounds like it's because a drug dealer came out in one of these stories and said he dropped off a heap of coke allegedly to Diddy's joint and was watching well-known rappers having sex with each other as he walks through the hallway, looking into each room. Sounds like a bit of bullshit to me. But where there's some sort of smoke, there's definitely... The guy's been up to no good, obviously.
Yeah.
They wouldn't bring him down like that.
No.
If it was rubbish.
It's bad.
It's bad.
It's bad for Diddy.
It's real bad.
That's what we know.
Worse for anyone that Diddy, you know, got caught up in that. Horrible. But anyway... Never mind. This will teach him for Jackie flying all the way to New York. And then she met Diddy and he went, I'm just going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then he never came back.
Now Jackie I know why. Like, there was a freak off to get to.
You weren't freaky enough.
I wasn't freaky enough. No. Yeah. Yeah, that's it, right?
If it happened now, I think you might be invited, but back then, no.
Still not getting invited to anybody's freak-off.
You don't want
to
be.
I don't want to be. We're going to do the pop quiz next. If you guys want to try and win $10,000, we will open the lines now on 131065.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning. Melbourne traffic.
Enough is enough. Make a painted promise to end violence against women and children. Sign up or donate at publishedman.com. Together we can create a safer future. Lynbrook hosting a crash on the South Gippsland Highway, city down at the South Gippsland Freeway. The left-hand lane closed. Delays back to Glasscotts Road. Give it a miss and take the Western Port Highway. A collision for the city. Grattan Street eastbound at Royal Parade in the left lane. Breakdown for the tunnel outbound before Moreland Road in the right lane. Speed centre 40 in the remaining lanes. Big brake lights for the Westgate inbound from the Ring Road Prince's Interchange over the bridge to Ram Montague Street. That's following an earlier broken down ban. Usual headaches on the Hume inbound from Ahern's Road past Cooper Street. Save at Petstock. New everyday low prices on flea, tick and worming treatment. NextGuard Spectra Extra Large Dog 6-Pack. Save 30%. That's $55. Only at Petstock. The KISSCAST becoming cloudy. It's up at 19. Right now, 12 degrees. It's Andy. KISS traffic and weather together. First with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's KISS 101.1.
KISS is home of all your must-have music tickets.
I think we're going to have some fun tonight.
We've done Taylor. We've done the biggest festival in the world.
KISS is sending us to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Woo!
We've done it
all. You have got the tickets. Ed Sheeran.
Harry Styles concert tickets.
Pink tickets. You got them.
So when Coldplay come to town, you know there's only one place to win all your free tickets.
I hear cherry summer bells ringing. And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win. From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at El Jana. This is not that sweaty stuff you get in a bag. Oh, no, 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 no. El Jana's charcoal chicken is cooked over a charcoal flame. Crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and marinated like it's got a secret to tell you. Best served with their famous garlic sauce. Ooh, oh, there's chicken and there's El Jana charcoal chicken. Visit eljana.com.au for the location nearest to you.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From premieres tonight only on Stan.
Ready for a holiday? Combine your flights and hotel and save with Jetstar Holidays' unbelievable packages sale. There's over 120 hotels to choose from, like 5 nights at the Haven Bali Seminyak, with return starter fares from Melbourne Tullamarine to Bali Denpasar, breakfast daily and more from $763 per person. Book your unbelievable holiday now at jetstar.com. Ends midnight Eastern Standard Time, 23rd September, unless sold out prior. Prices per person based on two adults twin share. Selected travel dates and conditions apply.
Toolboxes, a tradie's repository of hammers, screwdrivers, and wisdom. Because toolboxes know more than tradies give them credit for. They see the tradies' attempts to grow their business, the random advertising on search, social, classifieds.
Start with high pages!
They yell.
You get more jobs!
Cries unheard from the back of a ute. Tradies to build your business.
Start with high pages.
Feeling itchy, snotty, sneezy, coughy, ouchy? If you need effective relief, chances are there's a chemist's own for that. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Incorrect use could be harmful. Ask your pharmacist about this product.
Hey, it's Laura Byrne here. Did you know that 1 in 4 people buy sunscreen and 85% of them don't use enough? The sun is the primary cause of premature skin ageing and skin cancer in Australia, which is why Nivea Sun Protect and Moisture SPF 50 Plus combine skincare with sunscreen as part of your daily routine. Shield your skin with Nivea Sun. Learn more at Nivea.com.au. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Sunscreens are only one part of sun protection. Avoid prolonged high-risk sun exposure. Reapply frequently.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of truckloads of new entertainment being delivered on Foxtel. There's the BritBox app, a bunch of new channels, and all new seasons of your favourite Foxtel originals. And speaking of fast deliveries, an epic summer of cricket is just around the corner. Foxtel, all in one place.
At AMP Super, our members can call on us.
Oh, I just got the worst haircut ever. I can never go back to work. I need to live with the woodland creatures. They'll accept me there. How do I use the retirement calculator?
With digital tools and simple advice with no extra fees, get super close to your super with AMP. Refer to the PDS and TMD issued by NM Superannuation Proprietary Limited at amp.com.au before deciding what's right for you.
Hurry! The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
We're in Vegas.
Vegas, what up?
Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Broadcasting live from Las Vegas.
Keep it Kiss.
Keep it Kiss.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, 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 oh. say you know it, when you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Miles Smith and Stargazing this morning here at Kiss FM, live out of Vegas.
Kyle and Jackie O's
$10,000 pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
10 grand on the line thanks to the Chase Mega Money Spinner. The Chase, 5 p.m. weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus. They've freshened this up. Who's playing this morning? Emily, you want to have a go?
Emily, good morning. Hi.
Oh, my God. Hi, guys. How are you?
We're well. Good. You know how this works. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Each question you get right, we give you $100 for. If you get all 10, we jackpot it to 10 grand.
How good's that? Ready to go? God. Good luck.
Yes, that would be amazing.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Question number one. Finish the name of this TV show, The Amazing
Race. Yep.
Do the Grammy Race. Awards celebrate music or film?
Film.
Oh, music. Film. Shaquille O'Neal is famous for which sport?
NFL?
Basketball. Who stars in the new Transformers 1 film?
Oh, pass.
Who released the 2022 song First Class?
Pass.
Candace Warner is married to which famous cricketer?
Pass.
Miss
Who starred in the Legally Blonde films?
Oh, my goodness, my heart's racing. Reese Witherspoon.
Yes. Yeah, Chef Manu Fidel was born in which country?
Italy?
France. Which artist had a worldwide tour called Love on Tour?
Oh, Love on Tour.
God, who's that?
Yeah.
Oh, I've gone horrible.
Too late, too late. No $200, I'm so sorry. That's all you got, $200.
That's okay.
Oh, goodness.
Some of the ones you passed on. Who stars in the new Transformers 1 film? That's Chris Hemsworth. First Class is sung by Jack Harlow. Candace Warner is married to Dave Warner. And Manu, obviously, we told you that he's from France, not Italy. And Love on Tour is Harry Styles.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, yeah. Happy 200, Emily. Happy
Thanks, Em. Thanks for playing. Bye, doll.
Okay, one of our video guys, Yeah But No But Yeah, Josh, you know him, the English sex addict. We've sent him out on a challenge. We got him a reserve Uber. Been waiting downstairs. He's in it, driving around Vegas. His challenge, to find a celebrity, bring him back here.
Yeah, that's a hard challenge.
I feel Jackie made up the challenge because she thought maybe Josh stunk.
Like I wanted to get him out of the room.
It does feel like it's an impossible challenge.
It's a wild goose chase is what it is,
if
Kyle.
If Celine Dion walks in here in some sparkly thongs, I'll be in shock.
So will I. Let's see what
Dua
comes
Lipa,
back
with. Due to ring in after the amazing iHeartRadio show. We'll get her on next. We'll find out how Josh's challenge is going. Then we're all packing up out of the Cosmopolitan Hotel right here in Las Vegas and driving to the Little White Chapel, the Elvis Chapel, where Brooklyn will officially marry his beautiful boy.
No, I'm actually getting nervous.
God, it's so exciting.
Sick, but I don't know if that's the hangover.
A bit of both, probably.
Yeah. I suppose you haven't even got time to think about this wedding because we're doing the show.
Yeah, very busy day today.
What's he doing now? Is he getting his hair did and his nails did?
I know he's at the pool right now.
Is he?
Kind of chilling, yeah.
So he's not even getting ready properly.
Oh, well, he will soon. Still got what?
What if he bails? Oh, how embarrassing would that be, Jackie?
He's come all this way.
He won't.
How do you know?
No, Damien's not bailing on this. Damien loves that he's getting married.
Why do you have to make me feel even worse right now?
I'm
wondering, have you got any doubts? Because I was nervous.
Yeah.
Every groom thinks, but is she going to show up?
Oh, really?
Well, there's a part of you that thinks, well, you know, we're not here together. I'm here.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Is she coming?
Why do they make it that way, I wonder? Well, why did they originally make it so that, you know, you don't see each other the night before, you're separate all morning? Like, why not just rock up together? Wouldn't that make more sense?
It's not about sense. It's about love. You know what love is.
I guess it's like all the dramatics, you know.
Yeah.
You wait for her to walk down the aisle or him, in this case.
There's no rules for the gay weddings. It's like, do what you want.
I know.
I just am so bloated from that dinner. I've eaten so much meat and potatoes. And I ate all that cake. I really don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
It's just a 15-minute ceremony, Kyle. It's not a big commitment.
How far away is this shit all?
Oh, everything in Vegas is like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I think it's 15 minutes.
Bruno told me he did a recce where he drove past it and there was ice junkie prostitutes fighting on the footpath.
Yeah, it's not a great area, I got to say.
Is that, Bruno, come over. Is that what you saw, the ice junkies? Get right on the mic.
Yes,
we can't hear.
That's all, I'll be loud. Someone's
get on that microphone.
I'm trying to.
It's not working. Okay. Your story then.
Someone threw an ice pipe at someone.
Some prostitute threw an ice pipe at another prostitute.
Yes.
So it's off the beaten track a bit.
Lovely location for a wedding, hey?
What I found out is Elvis himself redid his vows with Priscilla Presley at the same joint.
Wow.
Well, Britney got married there.
Yeah, Britney did. Joe Jonas, I think I saw, got married.
Now you're starting to go down.
all the ones that didn't last.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who else got married there? Is this like a curse, this place? Who else got married there, Bruno?
Enough with you and your curses.
Can't somebody else have a curse?
Are you a witch these days? Like, you got a cauldron?
All right,
They're telling me Dua Lipa's phoning in. Stand by. She's on the way next. A kiss.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Live from Vegas.
All the world's biggest stars are in Vegas right now for the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Love you, iHeart.
We're in Vegas, baby.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa here.
You're listening to The Weeknd.
It's your girl, Doja Cat.
Hey, it's Keith Urban.
Hi, guys, it's Camila Cabello.
Oh, my God!
This morning, Kyle and Jackie O put their resident paparazzi, Josh, to the ultimate test. Can he hit the streets and interview a star before his Uber arrives? It all goes down next. Don't miss it.
Can everybody hear us okay?
Hey, straight after the Kyle and Jackie O Show at 10 a.m, we are reserving an entire row for you and your friends to see Coldplay live when they hit Australia.
It'll be the hottest concert this year and you won't pay a single cent, Will.
That's right, Woods. Then from 4, it's us, Will and Woody, for the drive home on Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From premieres tonight only on Stan.
Sign up to Caltex Rewards and spend $25 on fuel to earn 500 points. Use your points to get $10 off your next fill. Download Caltex Go today. Limited time only. Terms and conditions apply. Visit caltex.com/au for details.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at El Jama, because their charcoal chicken just tastes better. Crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Best served with El Jana's famous garlic sauce. You'll be well fed at El Jana. El Jana, El Gina, no matter how you say it. The chicken's always juicy, the charcoal's always hot. Find your nearest location at eljana.com.au. Ooh, yummy.
To set yourself up for a successful day, you need to start with a successful night's sleep. I sleep like a king on the Spinalese pillow and the mattress. And honestly, once you've upgraded to Spinalese, you will have the best sleep of your life. Take it from someone who's up early every day. Spinalese is the reason I can do it. You've heard everyone talking about it. Now it's time to upgrade your pillow and mattress, because one thing is true, you never regret a great night's sleep. Order your Spinalese pillow or mattress at spinalese.com.au. That's spinalese.com.au.
Members save more at 7-Eleven. Pick up a regular coffee with your choice of milk, including oat or soy, at selected stores. Just $1.50 when you scan the My 7-Eleven app. 7-Eleven, wonderfully easier. T's and C's apply.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of truckloads of new entertainment being delivered on Foxtel. There's the BritBox app, a bunch of new channels, and all new seasons of your favourite Foxtel originals. And speaking of fast deliveries, an epic summer of cricket is just around the corner. Foxtel, all in one place.
The mailbox. A statue of suburbia that sees all, including tradies trying to use mailboxes to grow their business. One day they're posting fridge magnets, pamphlets the next, even SEO, whatever that means, the mailbox doesn't care to know.
Start with High Pages,
they yell.
You get more jobs.
If not for the junk mail just stuffed in their mouth. Tradies, to build your business,
start with High Pages.
Jax, is there anything better than sausages sizzling away in the car park of your local hardware store?
How about 15% off on your car insurance premium, Sarge?
Aye, that is delicious.
Save 15% on your first year's premium when you purchase a new car insurance policy online from Budget Direct.
Insurance solved with Budget Direct.
Discount applies to your first year's premium for a new policy purchased online. Issuer Auto and General Insurance Company Limited. Read PDS and TMD at budgetdirect.com.au to see if product suits.
Yes, Uber Eats does deliver snacks. No, Uber Eats does not deliver snakes. Obviously.
Yeah, I wonder if that hissing sound is snakes. Yep, definitely snakes.
Uber Eats get almost anything.
At OPSM, we are dedicated to delivering you everyday excellence. Book an eye test at OPSM today. OPSM, all about your eyes.
AO25, the hottest ticket in town. Get access to the first ever public pre-sale. Join AO Extras today. The Australian Open hits different.
Here's Melbourne.
G'day there. Got a breakdown for the Tuller at Southbound before Moreland Road. Right-hand lane closed. Speed down at 40. A few brake lights through Limbrook on the South Gippsland Highway. City bound towards the South Gippsland Freeway. That's following an earlier crash. That's where just some headaches on the main. Just the usual hotspots. The Hume city bound from Wayhurns Road past Coop Street. The Ring Road Altona bound at Sydney Road. And the Calder inbound from Sunshine Avenue to Green Gully Road. Works continue through Burwood on the Burwood Highway. City bound to Station Street. Down to one lane. Speed down to 40. Take the family away next school holidays with Flight Centre. 5 nights on Daydream Island from $2,699 with over $1,000 of bonus value. Book now. For Kisscast, becoming cloudy at top of 19 today. Right now it's 12 degrees. It's Andy. Here's traffic and weather together. First with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Power through mess with Morning Fresh, Australia's number one dishwashing liquid brand. With superior grease cutting power, Morning Fresh is the only one to trust.
Kiss 101.1.
Another fatal on our roads. Hi there, I'm Brooklyn Ross.
Your news now.
Yeah, the state's road toll has risen again after a fatal motorbike crash in Carrum Downs last night. A 21-year-old man from Narre Warren South hitting the curb on Boundary Road, then hitting a light pole around 9:30. He died at the scene. Any witnesses are urged to contact police. If you're not going to a bulk billing GP, it's costing you big time. The Herald Sun reporting out-of-pocket costs have risen by 45% since Labor came to power in May 2022. That's compared to the previous decade under the coalition. Housing, rents and interest rates are top of mind for most Aussies when it comes to cost of living, according to the latest news poll. Primary support for Labor has also hit its equal lowest level in 2 years at 31%. And there's been another shooting in the US. At least 4 people have been killed in a popular nightlife area in Birmingham, Alabama. No arrests have yet been made. Your sport check is coming up in a sec.
The Pool Room celebrates the sporting winners, losers and all the really weird stuff in between. Search for The Pool Room with Tony Armstrong on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Competing club members find out if they've secured grand final seats in the ballot this morning. AFL members tickets are now on sale and there's no seats expected to be left over in general public sales. For the first time since 2006, 2 teams from outside Victoria will face off in Saturday's AFL Grand Final. The Lions are taking on Sydney. The Kiss Cast is next.
Experience the free baby animal nursery at High Point these school holidays. Co-presented with Melbourne Royal Show, 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. daily. More at highpoint.com.au.
Partly cloudy at 19 today, cloudy and 23 tomorrow, then some rain easing later and 15 degrees on Wednesday. Right now in Point Cook, it's 11 degrees. In Frankston, it's 13. And thanks to Chemist Warehouse, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Show on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Jackie O, live from Vegas.
Waking up in Vegas. What's going on, Vegas?
You don't really know about time when you're here in Vegas. Anyone who's been here, and thousands of Aussies have enjoyed Las Vegas.
Oh, Las Vegas is like just one of those places on earth that you can't explain, can you?
It takes a minute to get into it because
it does. It's when you're so here, hectic. You're like, God, this place is seedy. It's so seedy.
Well, I had to ring a guy that knew a guy that knew a guy. And when he showed up, I was on fire. This place is fantastic.
Oh, my
Absolutely
God.
The best joint on earth.
I feel like it's the best joint on earth if you want to be debaucherous and naughty. Well,
what would you come here for? Some sort of Seventh-day Adventist convention?
I don't think so. No, I don't. Yeah, well, you know. I mean, you know, you do you.
But I'm glad I'm here. I'm much happier. See, last week, because we were on holidays, I was in LA with my whole family, the wife, the nanny, the baby, Bruno, all these other people that work for me. They're very annoying.
And what were you doing, like, on a day-to-day basis?
I was just blazing, getting Californian sober the whole time.
So is their weed, like, really strong or...
Yeah.
It's incredible to walk around now, even in New York, because I was in New York last week.
Yeah.
And you honestly can't walk 5 paces without the next person smoking it.
Yeah, yeah.
It is every single person, it feels like.
Fully
it's just walking around smoking weed everywhere.
Yeah, and guess what? The government's taxing it, and instead of that money going to criminal organizations, the government actually spend it on the people. So much cleverer.
But it's like, I don't get how people can function, like, on their day-to-day basis.
Oh, it's just like you with the no-dos and the wine on the international, you know.
I guess you're right.
You make it through the other
end. You become immune to it.
It's a battle. It's a battle. You get through it.
But you've got to be used to the smell. Yeah. It's everywhere.
Yeah. And it's like, people may not necessarily smoke cigarettes, but they absolutely smoke weed.
Oh, every man their dog.
Yeah.
And we went to Universal Studios. That was a huge mistake. By the time I got to the gates, I was already exhausted from the huge walk.
That's not a big walk.
It is for me.
Oh, well, it's not
So I got one of those mobility scooters.
Oh, well, you got that again.
And my brother was there. I told my brother because he's got the leg brace and the cane and everything hobbling around like a war veteran.
Oh, did he get one too?
Nah, I got the last one. Yeah, I know. All the fatties got in there early and got all the mobility scooters and left hobbling around the joint.
So you don't have to show like a disabled kind of sticker or something?
I think me just showing up, this gigantic mountain of a man I am, she didn't ask questions.
There's loads of people like you here, though.
Yeah.
Aren't you ashamed, Carl? Like,
of what?
Driving
of my weight?
Around? No, being on the mobility scooter.
No, bro. I was carrying all the bags.
Were lots of people on, like, did you see people on the mobility scooters?
Yeah.
And do you believe that most of them were doing it because they were overweight?
Yes.
And just didn't want to walk around?
Exactly, yeah.
No, don't you think, though, that if you did the walking around, that would help with the weight part?
Listen, no one likes a reform fatso telling them what's what.
Because, like, that would give, you know, you'd build a lot of steps with Universal Studios.
Yeah.
You'd walk out of there probably having done 20,000 steps.
I'm not interested in losing the weight. I keep telling everyone, stop coming up with ideas. I don't actually care. I'm happy as me. Just like Brooklyn's happy to... I'm all for that.
Hey, I'm going to be reformed from today,
well,
Carl.
Yeah, that's
officially
true. And Jackie, you're happy to be whatever it is you are this week.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Carl, Jackie was feeling herself in New York, like the new Jackie.
Yeah.
And so we were doing little
all dressed up.
Photos around. You saw them.
You guys look good. Yeah, I saw them.
Yeah.
They look great.
Damien's like so good. He walks around with this camera. It's such a good camera. And he just goes, oh, let's do a photo here or let's do a photo there.
What makes that so good?
Oh,
that's like everyone. Just do a photo.
Yeah, but it's not a really good camera, and he's got an eye for it, doesn't he? He just has this good eye.
At one point, he goes, you know what we need in New York? You in front of a big trash bag.
Like loads of, you know how they pile them up on the side of the street, the big trash bags?
Yeah,
we were on the hunt for that.
So we went around one night looking for the perfect trash pile for Jackie to pose.
In the end, it didn't even come up in the photo, really. It was pointless.
So you guys had such a great time.
We had the best time.
Looking for rubbish
piles.
Let
me tell you.
And then I did abuse some poor guy at the valet at the Universal Studios. So I drove the buzz buggy up there, and I'm with my wife and Otto, and then the sheriff guy, because we've got sheriff's department looking after us while we're here.
Why?
Well, you know how I get with the kids and the family and, you know.
Yeah, but like,
I've got armed, the LA County Sheriff, armed police protection while I'm here.
Well, what do you...
Because Otto's still in Los Angeles. Like, me and his mother are here getting lit, and he's at home with the nanny in the sheriff's department making sure he's...
Oh, that's nice. Fine. You know he's safe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because, like, you're staying in a rich house, and they do get robbed.
I don't want the Bling Ring 2.0.
The Bling Ring. Oh, my God. Have you seen the movie, The Bling Ring?
Yes, of course.
It's so good, wasn't it? Yeah.
You don't have any arm protection?
I have no protection whatsoever, but I don't need it. You know?
We'll see. We're only halfway into the trip.
It's almost like you wish me ill. Because you keep saying, we'll see. Wait. Just wait.
Make a few phone calls to teach her a lesson.
Carl wants me to see the unsafe parts.
I just, look, a lot of girls, they're just very unaware.
That's true. I can be unaware.
It's not a simpleton thing. It's just you guys live your own...
You get caught up.
Your own feed life, and you don't even realise how dangerous certain places can actually... It can kick off very quickly.
What were we doing walking around New York City at 4 a.m., 5 a.m.?
Yeah.
We're stupid.
I actually think we were a little oblivious, and you're right. Like, I didn't... Until that last night when we did get kind of into a bit of a hairy situation, I thought, gosh, I hadn't even thought about being unsafe that whole time. Like, never even gave it a second thought.
All the warnings I gave you, you just dismiss it as rubbish.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
I did.
That's a real
sorry.
Shock. That's a real
sorry.
Shock to me. I've been so vocal about her. And
I know.
You have.
Yeah.
What are you thinking being here? Because how long has it been since you've been to America?
Like, I don't know.
Years,
2 years.
Right?
2 years. Uh-huh.
And have you seen changes?
Oh, it's just not really.
No, that's what I'm saying.
A few new buildings and stuff that weren't up when I was here.
Yeah.
Because it was a little bit of a... America 2 years ago, just at the end of the pandemic, was starting to build back. All the dirty roads were new and dirty old hotels were being pulled down and new ones put up. So a few of those have gone up. So it feels very happy here.
It does. Yeah. I don't see any, you know, major... issues.
Well, you won't know until you've been raped in an alley somewhere, because these things, they sneak up out of the blue.
Until you watch some Fox News, Jackie, yeah, then you'll see the real story.
Get off that ABC News rubbish.
Okay, Dua Lipa is standing by on Zoom, ready to go next, guys, so and, stick around.
Yeah, but no, but yeah, Josh has been given a challenge, reserved an Uber for him. He's now driving laps of Vegas looking for a celebrity.
Good luck, Josh.
I really feel that we've given him a bum steer here.
Yep. He's got to come through with the goods.
Dua Lipa on next at Kiss.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show. Kiss Melbourne traffic.
KO25, the hottest ticket in town. Get access to the first ever public pre-sale. Join AO Extras today. The Australian Open hits different.
G'day there, a truck's broken down on the West Gate outbound just outside the Domain Tunnel. The left-hand lane closed, speed standard 40, that of course redundant. Traffic crawling back through the tunnel onto the Monash. Elsewhere, breakdown in Springvale on the Princess Highway citybound before Springvale Road, blocking the right lane. Brake lights for the Hume Freeway citybound from O'Hearns Road past Cooper Street. A similar story on the Eastern Freeway, that's going to be at the Hoddle Street exit. The morning can pinch the freeway, slowing to inbound around Thompson Road and slow down for a speed trap today, Balcombe Road by Morris. Act now to take advantage of exceptional savings across the Mercedes-Benz SUV range. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz retailer today. T's and C's apply. The Kiss Cast becoming cloudy with a top of 19 on the menu. Right now it's 13 degrees. It's Andy. Here's traffic and weather together. First with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Kiss is home of all your must-have music tickets.
I think we're going to have some fun tonight.
We've done Taylor. We've done the biggest festival in the world.
Kiss is sending us to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Woo!
We've done it all.
You have got the tickets. Ed Sheeran.
Harry Styles concert tickets.
Pink tickets. You got them.
So when Coldplay come to town, you know there's only one place to win all your free tickets.
I hear cherries and the bells are ringing.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win from your home of Coldplay. Melbourne's number one hits music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Vittoria Coffee, now available in Instant. Made from 100% Arabica beans. Vittoria Coffee, an instant classic.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season, only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing but adventure is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From premieres tonight, only on Stan.
The Chemist Warehouse Footy Finals Half Price Cosmetics Sale is on now. All big brand cosmetics are half price. All L'Oreal and Maybelline, half price. All Rimmel and Sally Hansen, half price. And all NYX and Nude by Nature, half price. That's right, all big brand cosmetics are half price. So hurry into Chemist Warehouse for the Footy Final Sale today. And stock up on all your favourites. Sale ends September 29th. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The David Jones mid-season sale is now on. Take up to 50% off the SRRP of mattresses and bases by Sealy Posturepedic. Plus receive complimentary delivery. Available in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
David Jones.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
When the weather gets hot, chill out with an iced coffee from 7-Eleven. Freshly ground coffee, over ice and topped with milk, including oat and soy at selected stores. Just $3. 7-Eleven. Wonderfully easier.
Get mind-blowing prices with Macca's new loose change menu. A 50-cent soft serve, $2 hamburgers and frozen drinks from $1.
Available 10:30 a.m. to midnight for a limited time at participating Vic restaurants. Excludes McDelivery.
Does your to-do list live rent-free in your head? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. From steaming carpets to moving house to hanging paintings to painting chicken coops. Get more done with Airtasker.
Yui has won the 2024 Canstar Most Satisfied Customer Awards for both car and home insurance. Call 13 Yui to see why. Yui, you insured. Products issued by Yui Pty Limited. See the relevant PDS and TMD at yui.com.au to decide if the products are right for you.
Mimosa Homes V Collection is redefining what's possible on a budget. With V Collection homes starting from $212,200 and now includes free site costs. Discover full turnkey options ready to move in, including driveway, landscaping, fencing and more. Build your own personalised quote online. Visit mimosahomes.com.au. Mimosa Homes V Collection, where quality is made affordable. T's and C's apply. V Collection homes only.
Mimosa Homes. Tom Gleason's back.
I am the Taskmaster.
Our Aaron Chen, Pete Hellyer, Conchetta Caruso, Reese Nicholson and Mel Buttle up to the task.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to call them the Muppets.
New Taskmaster starts 7:30 Tuesday on 10 and 10 Play.
Whatever you're anywhere, Ampol Foodery keeps you moving. Go from A to awake with delicious $2 regular coffee. Go from A to anywhere with Ampol Foodery. Product and range availability varies by store. $2 regular coffee at participating stores.
Victoria, the SEC is back. I'm here with the wind for comment. Go ahead, wind. So you're saying the SEC is investing in renewable energy like wind, solar and storage and supporting us to go electric at home. Ah, so they'll help reduce energy bills, drive down emissions and create jobs. Thanks, wind. Keep up the great work. SEC, powering Victoria for Victorians. secvictoria.com.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetics sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29. The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Right here in Las Vegas.
Live from Vegas.
Keep it Kiss.
Keep it on Kiss.
Hey, at the iHeart Radio Festival, gee, Dua Lipa owned the show. Do you want to hear a live training season live from Dua Lipa? Just happened at the weekend.
Yes, it did. So good live. She's coming to Australia soon for her own tour.
Yeah, we'll get her on next. This is live Dua Lipa training season from the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
for hair.
I love Kiss.
Watch me dance.
Dua Lipa's called in. She was fantastic at that iHeart Festival. We're still in Vegas today, a little dusty. I don't know how Dua's very busy, Jackie. She's not like, I don't think she's kicking on afterwards, having the all-nighters.
No, definitely not.
She's got the Australian tour on the way. She's on the phone. Dua, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, great. How good are you? I've seen you live before. We love the records. We play every song.
Oh, so good.
We met you way back when. I remember the first record.
I remember.
You remember you came out? Yeah. And you're coming back for a tour.
Came to the studio, yeah.
That's right. You're back for a tour. What have you got planned? Is it like the iHeart thing or is it a whole new ball game here?
Well, the iHeart thing, you know, it's fun. It was like so much fun, but it's a much shorter set, obviously, sure, in comparison to what I'm going to bring to Australia. So expect that on steroids.
Man, this is going to be great. And it doesn't look, I've looked at the schedule. It doesn't look like you've got much downtime. So on the road, you know, a lot of these old rock and rollers, they play hard, they work hard. Things are different now with touring and health and fitness. You guys, it's a different mindset when you're touring, right? It's not a lot of play. It's all work.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely love to like make the most of my time when I'm away and not just only, you know, go into an arena. Like I love to go to a nice restaurant or go and see something or be a bit of a tourist in whatever city I'm in, because I want to make sure that I see every place that I go to. Like, yeah, that's very important to me. But in terms of like going nuts and drinking and partying and at night, that's not going to happen because I got to stay,
focused.
Yeah. But I'm really, really looking forward to it. You know, I had so much fun on tour in 2022 and I'm ready to do it all over again. I'm ready to do my lap around the world again.
Now, I love the name of your album, Radical Optimism. I'd imagine it's hard to decide on a name or like a direction for an album. Do you have lots of people weighing in on that, or do you kind of squirrel away and work on those details on your own?
Yeah, I definitely squirrel away and do that on my own. But it's something that I had from the very beginning before I kind of started writing.
Yeah.
I just felt like it was just such a metaphor for the way that I like to lead my life, you know, just kind of roll with the punches, that if something doesn't go your way, it's okay. Like, you just carry on and no matter what happens, it's just a lesson and there's nothing really like bad, you know?
Yeah.
You'll always pick yourself back up no matter what. And I think that is just such a, I don't know, it's just been my motto in life.
That.
And I, even though I thought at some point, you know, maybe the album title might change, when it came to it and I finished all my songs, I was like, nope, I still feel like this is it.
Yeah.
And Radical Optimism, the album, while I was writing it, just kind of saw me through so much change. And I feel like I really grew up, you know, writing that album. And so I just felt like Radical Optimism was so fitting.
Yeah. I mean,